This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The ultimate test of the rule of law is whether the government can lose in its own courts and accept the judgments of those courts.
That's part of the Gorsuch hearing. A lot of criticism starting to happen now from the peanut gallery, so to speak. A lot of criticism of judges, including Trump's, of course. Gorsuch says it's demoralizing. We're going to be doing this for the next couple of days. There's a lot of carrot and sticks going on in Washington, D.C. As I say here on America Tonight, we like to start with the tsunami that I call what washes out of D.C. and over the rest of us. One of the intriguing storylines has been this whole wiretapping deal. Joining us now is Luke Barkus from Talk Media News. Hey, Luke, how are you? Hey, Luke, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
I'm excellent. So the wiretapping deal now, apparently ABC is reporting that Trump Tower was wiretapped by the FBI for 2 years, but for different reasons than what the president is suggesting initially, which he said Obama was wiretapping him during the election. What are they looking for?
This is a wacky story. What we've heard from ABC News is that from 2011 to 2013, the FBI was wiretapping several apartments within Trump Tower, apparently on the 63rd floor, which is just two floors below Mr. Trump's penthouse. At that time, there was a Russian mafia boss who went by the nickname of Little Taiwanese. This is a crazy story. I mean, some
wow.
of these things. And he was engaged in a $50 million money laundering scheme. And the FBI was aware of this. He was apparently funneling money from Russia through Cyprus and then on to the United States. And they basically brought indictments against 30 of his mafia friends using the wiretapped information that they obtained from his communications in and out of Trump Tower. He was able to elude arrest, and as if this story couldn't get any stranger, he turned up in the VIP section along with Mr. Trump at the 2013 Miss Universe pageant in Moscow at the time. Now, I just want to be clear, this article does not at any point allege that Mr. Trump, you know, was a co-conspirator in any of this, that he was engaged in any of the behavior that this mafia individual was engaged in, or even that he knew about it. But it is just a very strange coincidence in which, you know, as soon as the president starts talking about wiretapping at Trump Tower, it turns out there really was some wiretapping going on of a very different sort.
Boy, no kidding. All right, so we'll leave that there because they're investigating the other alleged claims. And I've experienced this with people complaining and whatnot, but then this was domestically and once abroad. But now the Department of Homeland Security is saying passengers flying on foreign airlines from the Middle East can't keep laptops or iPads with them in the cabin. Wow. So is this really about terrorism or economics?
Well, let's talk about the apparent justification, which is that the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, says they received some intelligence threats against the United States that pointed to the fact that terrorists might be wanting to use consumer devices to bring down an aircraft. This had happened last year in Somalia on an airline with very poor security to begin with. So that's the threat that the Homeland Security is citing here. I have to point out, though, that American air carriers have been complaining for years about the fact that airlines based in the Gulf, Emirates Airlines, Qatar Airways, Royal Jordanian, Etihad, there are a number of them out there, and they receive a lot of money from their sponsor governments to help prop them up and sort of enables them to be very competitive price-wise, but also to offer you know, some pretty exceptional sort of benefits for flyers, the kind of things that have made those airlines the best in the world, truly. And I think there is a compelling case building here that this may be sort of a protectionist measure to try and help keep American air carriers competitive at a time when they were kind of under assault here. And I think that is increasingly likely, given the fact that most tech experts say there really isn't a big difference between the risk posed by any sort of explosive put into the battery compartment of a cell phone and something that could be slipped into the battery compartment of an iPad or a laptop. That's sort of an artificial distinction. It's not really just about security here. And I'll also point out, if you are, you know, flying from Dubai to Newark, if you're flying from, let's say, Cairo to Washington, D.C., and you happen to be on an American carrier, you are exempt from this rule. And most security experts say there is no sort of wonderful security bubble that an American carrier flying out of those same airports enjoys that their Middle Eastern counterpart airlines do not. So just looking at the pure security rationale here, I think it has more holes in it than you'd expect. So perhaps the U.S. is sort of sticking up for our own air carriers here and enacting some restrictions that, in their eyes, would level the playing field a little bit.
Yeah, there you go. That's an interesting take. I agree with that. This just happened. North Korea attempted to fire a missile. It's being reported. South Korea's defense ministry is saying that on Wednesday morning, but the launch failed. This has been wild. The U.S. is pursuing new sanctions against North Korea. What kind of sanctions are we talking about, Luke?
Well, let's just first off say, after Rex Tillerson, our Secretary of State, last week said diplomatic efforts had hit a dead end with North Korea, and that got a lot of us worried. We were shifting away from the diplomatic list of options to the military list, which is a very scary list as you start, you know, going down through it. It is a relief to some that the U.S. is talking about sanctions again. Of course, they're always going to be fraught with difficulty, and these are no exception. We are going to try and propose in the next 2 weeks are what we call secondary sanctions, not just going after North Korean entities and individuals, but going after the Chinese banks that transact with North Korea. The hope here is sort of like what we did with Iran, that if we punish the companies that transact with a country that we're trying to sanction, we'll force those companies which control the purse strings and help manage the assets to then just say, look, it's not in our interest to deal with North Korea anymore. The problem here, though, is applying the successful lessons of those Iranian sanctions. North Korea is really difficult. You know, North Korea is a poor country. They don't have big commodities like Iran, and pressuring those banks is going to be a lot more difficult. But at least we are pursuing those sorts of actions at this point.
Yeah, we have just a couple of minutes left, but Brexit's supposed to kick in next week, right? So what does that mean for the European banks?
Well, this might be the last attempt of big European financial institutions to try and dissuade the Brits from pursuing Brexit. I think that's off the table. But some of the numbers they were kicking around over the last few days are not good if you're Theresa May. We are hearing, if you added up to 30,000 high-level financial jobs might leave the city of London, the big financial capital there, and $1.9 trillion, with a T, in assets would flow out of the country almost immediately upon Brexit. So they're just trying to put this into real terms for the British government to realize there's no such thing as a soft Brexit. You want out, we're going to leave and relocate people around Europe and take our money with us. So those are the consequences Britain is looking at if it goes ahead with this.
Crazy. Luke Vargas is always terrific stuff. Talk Media News. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Coming up, odds and ends out of Washington, D.C.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. A couple of quick things for you. Don't forget we're going to do our March Madness Challenge, but that doesn't happen for a few weeks. We're going to do it on the Final Four, so it's not too crazy ridiculous. And I'll have all the announcements ahead of time so you know exactly what's happening and have a chance to win some fabulous prizes from America Tonight. Plus, you get the bragging rights deal. I started off with a little clip of Gorsuch. And now there's been some back and forth with the Democrats and the Republicans. Gorsuch vows independence at the confirmation hearing, saying he won't be a rubber stamp judge. There are others like Chuck Schumer, the longtime senator from New York, who says baloney. He's just saying he's not going to be that way, but he's really hiding is what he's doing. And then you've got the opinions where, listen, somebody like him, he's a traditional judge, so to have a traditional judge is the right way to go. You never know until they put the robe on, right? I'm just saying. All right, so a couple of other what I call odds and ends, again, coming out of Washington, D.C. One of the more intriguing things from the White House would be the daily press briefing. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer is disputing claims that the FBI Director James Comey fact-checked President Trump during Monday's congressional hearing examining whatever Russia's influence would be in the 2016 elections. Spicer said he was responding to a question. That's what it was about. There was an exchange that happened as Comey was testifying on the House Intelligence Committee during the hearing. Trump, using the official White House account, tweeted, "The National Security Agency and FBI tell Congress that Russia did not influence the electoral process." Asked whether at POTUS Twitter commentary was accurate, Comey clarify that it certainly wasn't our intention was to say that today because we don't have any information on the subject. So it was part of that steady flow from the White House, really, to make it clear that nobody had the evidence, to make it clear that no such evidence has turned up after Comey confirmed for the first time that the FBI is looking into Russian influence, including possible links to the Trump campaign, Trump associates is what they're saying. This whole thing is far from over, let's put it that way. But what does the investigation yield? I mean, that's the other part of this, you know, period. And at this point, we don't know. It's too early to tell. Although somebody said to me, isn't it interesting they could get the Tom Brady jersey, call out everybody, but they can't get to the bottom of a couple of particularly prickly claims by the White House. By the way, the White House blames the Maryland school rape on lax border and sanctuary policy, saying, you know, I mean, and look, it's awful. It's awful what's happened in this story. Two suspects were arrested in this alleged rape. So critics do include, because they're blaming what happened there in the high school restroom, that there was these two older immigrant students, one illegally, one on failed federal policies for what happened. And it was a horrific attack, by the way, on Thursday. So that's the other part, where somebody was 17 and somebody was 18 and they were enrolled in the ninth grade. It's terrible, sickening, awful. And, you know, think about this. So that happens. And you look at what makes them come from these, you know, some of them are from these broken families. So you've got these, one from Guatemala, one from El Salvador, these two kids. They were charged with first degree rape, two counts of first degree sexual offense. They dragged the girl. This is just sick. They dragged the girl. This is in a high school. Into a men's bathroom, they violently raped, sodomized her, and did other things in that restroom. So, you know what? They say, after all this whole story broke, that it's common that for that school system to have adults with limited English speaking skills enrolled as freshmen. They said they have a lot of 18-year-olds in the school. A lot of what they call multiple disciplinary educational training and support programs for English learners. So now there is massive concern over this. This is an issue. It's a huge issue. Because here you have this 18-year-old student enrolled in a class alongside younger students. Because he was there to get supposedly the best services for his needs. The school district doesn't do background checks, criminal or immigration, for students entering the system. And they're saying, look, we're not going to paint all students with a broad brush because of this terrible incident. Now, if you're a parent and your child goes to the school, I'm thinking you're not happy with this and you may be pulling them out. And they determined, of course, that they were here illegally, looking at all the information. And one of them had been stopped last year in the Rio Grande Valley. He entered the country illegally from Mexico. So what they're saying as far as in the immigration review policies is, look, we have over 500,000 cases through the end of February pending before the courts, and our priorities are cases where the individual is still in detention. Wow. So the one guy didn't fall in there. He was released, but he didn't fall into the priority category. Wow. Oh, I mean, this is just awful. I mean, it's absolutely awful. And remember, this is one thing that Trump administration is doing. They're slashing the backlog of cases in an immigration court and saying this has to be a top priority. So this certainly plays into that. It's just awful, awful, awful. You know, what do you tell those parents? I can't imagine if I had a daughter in ninth grade and you had these 18-year-olds next to her and that happened. The rage must be incredible. I mean, it has to be off the charts. And you think of that MS-13 from El Salvador, the gang of MS-13 people that come through. And in fact, they've had more than a dozen members of that group indicted in connection with 7 murders in 3 years, including the deaths of several high school students. You have a lot, people forget that, you have a lot of the Central American kids that come in from the gangs. Wow. I mean, it is thugs, miscreants, you name it. But I think this is horrifying what happened in Maryland. And so the White House blaming their, you know, the sanctuary policies. I mean, it's absolutely shocking. It's disheartening. It's terrible. Awful. And now these sanctuary cities, and this is the bad part because now everything's shut down pretty much, they're not going to cooperate with the criminal illegal immigrants. They're not going to do it. Because then what's happening is they say, well, that's, you're painting this, you know, this broad characteristics and putting them on everyone, but then you have something like what happened in Maryland. So nobody wants to cooperate from some of the sanctuary cities, and this is going to get messier. This is going to get worse before it gets better. That's for certain. Coming up next, another edition of The Other Side. I decided once a week that I would let you have a peek into my off-the-mic life. I hope you find it interesting. And this is where the other half does join me on the air, and we kind of talk about what is happening between us and our households and that kind of thing. I'm sure some of you can relate. Can relate to that that back and forth, that flow between husband and wife. That's on the flip side. Hang with us.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love.
Time for the weekly.
It's an instant.
The other side. We have something to announce here right at the top as my husband, Paul, joins me on the air. I do want to tell everybody, somehow we survived it, but a big anniversary is coming up on Friday. 10 years. We have been married for 10 years. That is so frightening. I actually found an old wedding album today. It was covered with dust. I mean, seriously, I could have written my name 5 times all over the books, so that's how much we actually look at the wedding album. I remember that was a big deal. How are we going to get the pictures? What's going to happen? Because we got married on the Riverwalk in San Antonio. Remember when we got married?
Well, I'm a little upset. It was covered with dust. Tell me more about that.
I haven't. You certainly don't look at the pictures. When are you ever going to look at them? So if you're not looking at them, that leaves it up to me, and I'm certainly not looking at them. So whatever we spent for those pictures, it was ridiculous. It wasn't worth it. I mean, we didn't go crazy. I remember we actually got a good deal. See, that's how Paul and I roll. We got like the 3-for-1 deal. So we had the couple that somehow I found in San Antonio. We got married on these 2 boats on the Riverwalk, and this couple not only took pictures, they supplied the cakes. They cut the cakes. They got the food on for us. So they were kind of like, you know, they were like Tupperware. They came in all different sizes. They did everything, taking all the pictures and doing the whole thing, like I said. Do you remember what happened that day? There was kind of like a little bit of a snafu as far as timing, because it was the Final Four was going on in San Antonio. We didn't realize that when we booked Marriage Island. So there was a lot of crowds and everything, and I think you had to wait for a while for me to get there.
Yeah, our marriage official was nowhere to be found, and you were nowhere to be found.
That was your chance to get away. Oh, you should have just done it. Why didn't you just, you should have just got away. You should have just gone.
Swim, Jocelyn, swim.
He didn't swim, and so somehow we've been here for 10 years. All right, so here's just kind of another interesting side note to Paul and I, and I don't know if any of you do it this way. Here's how you remember your anniversary. You stack it on top of your birthdays, because it turns out my birthday's on the 30th, Paul's birthday's on the 25th, and our anniversary is on the 24th. So we have all three right in a row. And that, and you know, some people think it's ridiculous, but I guess that way you don't forget. But we have kind of a little role reversal. I always confuse the anniversary date with his birthday, and he remembers them exactly, right?
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. All right, so let's talk about something else. I wanted to talk about, we have a dog, and some of you are pet owners. They say now it's like crazy. It's, I mean, here's a great stat for you. You've all heard me talk about Mahalo, the golden retriever. I know many of you have dogs or cats or other animals, or you have had them in your lifetime. And I was just reading these. Of course, he barks the second we're on the air, Mahalo. So we're having this weird thing with Mahalo. He's all male dog, except for there's a weird, he has this sensitivity to certain sounds. And you start to walk him, and then all of a sudden he freaks out. That's been happening with us, right?
It's been pretty windy, so whenever we get high winds, something about that freaks him out. And then if we have him off the leash at the park right next to the house before the walk, and then he just turns around and runs back home.
Are we supposed to have him off the leash? I think that's illegal, isn't it? I mean, we have him. He's got tagged and collared and everything. I don't think you're allowed to do that.
No, we're not. So next time that happens, I'm calling the police and having you arrested.
Yeah, that's not my fault. Come on, give me a break. So the other thing is that typical of, you know, I told you about the shoe farm we have growing in our living room, because Paul just walks out of his shoes and says they should just stay there, belong there. So in the middle of the night, the dog trips over shoes. If he's going in toward the kitchen to get some water, I trip over the shoes. If we have company, they trip over the shoes. And it's just an ongoing battle with these boats, because you have a size, what, 14 feet?
So wait a minute. Are you saying those purple Ulukais are mine?
Ulukais, whatever they are. They're just a more expensive flip-flop. Right.
Yeah, the purple leather flip-flops, those are mine, in size 7.5.
Okay, so I have flip-flops that are by the door. That's it. That's the only thing I leave out there.
They're in the living room, not by the door.
I just want the audience to know that those are actual facts that I'm saying, not him.
Busted.
No, I have actual facts. So I just want you to know that. So besides the shoe thing, Paul claims that his shirts are disappearing. His T-shirts, all these black T-shirts, whatever T-shirts. I do not wear concert T-shirts or black T-shirts. I do not wear men's T-shirts when I'm driving around the neighborhood, whatever I'm doing. The other day he comes in and he's got just a stack of shirts, and he says, don't wear my clothes anymore. So what's up with that? Maybe someone's breaking into our house and stealing clothes.
Well, the last time I went to the store, I got 2 5-packs of V-necks, black and gray, and now we have none. So I went back to the store, and they are now off-limits to you.
I do not wear those T-shirts. I do not. That is false. Absolutely. And here's what I want to ask the rest of the men in the audience listening. I know a lot of men like yard work. They do. They have a great sense of pride in their yard. They want their hedges to be trimmed. They don't like when there's leaves scattered about. You know, those caterpillar things are all over the place because it looks kind of junky and it leaves that green substance. And I know many of you in America can relate to this, right? My cousin is like that. My brother is like that. They're both manly men, but they're on their riding mowers or pushing their mowers or they're sweeping everything up. They make it look really, really nice. And neither one of them are neat freaks, but they're right there, at least in between. Paul thinks that basically if we have a film all over the house, that it just means that we're alive and people know that we're underneath the film somewhere, right?
Are you saying you want me to bring the lawnmower inside?
I'm saying I think that the men in the audience can relate to the fact that when it just gets out of control, you take care of it so that you don't have all that green nonsense, that residue and all the things that hang around. I'm not even that picky, but I think that a lot of people like it to look good.
Uh-huh.
So, for my birthday, could that be like what you do for me for a whole year? I could get that. You don't even have to buy me anything. Just let's say every 3 weeks, you rake up the caterpillars and the leaves, right? And you just wipe down everything so we don't have green substances.
Sure.
Yeah. But you know what that means? I'm just going to give you the visual of that. That's like when you ask, hey, honey, did you hear what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And you get the glazed over look. I'm not even hard. I don't have like some large honeydew list. And by the way, to make sure that we're clear on this, it's that green thing from the trees. So that's what it is that I'm talking about. That is the substance. Because otherwise people are going to think, what, do they have cobwebs growing over their houses? The tarantulas? For goodness sake, help me, somebody. Let's call an exterminator. I don't know what to do. And then I thought it would be fun because Paul's birthday is coming up. I think that our good friend Andy from the Me gang and our technical director on this show, I think that he's hired a happy birthday band, and I think we have a happy birthday for you, Paul, do we? Bourbon Street in New Orleans. Hello, New Orleans. I love New Orleans. We got to take this show on the road. Wouldn't that be fun? Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. That was nice.
Yeah. He's 35. Plus. Not that many pluses, though, actually, so not to confuse anyone, right? I mean, I'm not pulling one of those. What was that blonde's name that married the guy that was so much older than her? Oh, she was... Remember, she was so sexy. I can't think of her name. Blonde, and she married from Texas, and she married the Texas billionaire. She died, and I can't think of her name. That's going to bug me.
They all die.
No. They all die. No, I can't think of her name. Oh, what's her name?
Anna Nicole Smith.
Yes, Anna Nicole Smith. So I don't want people to think I have like an Anna Nicole Smith thing going on here. Because you're not that guy. At all. So, just to be clear, you didn't make that Forbes list that I talked about the other night of billionaires. Or millionaires.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, she did marry that guy.
Yeah, she married, he was super wealthy. The family was furious. They didn't like her.
Yeah, he was really old.
He was very, very old. Hey, speaking of that, I have a pal, her name's Lynn Rose, and her great-grandmother, she did, you know, people are doing these Facebook Lives. She has a great-grandmother who just a couple of months ago turned 101 years old, and she did a live with her. It was so impressive, I have to say. Maybe you're going to make it to 101.
Let's hope not.
All right, that's another wrap of The Other Side. Thanks, Paul. Happy birthday, happy anniversary, and we'll be back.
Have Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Legislative effort begins with Thursday's crucial vote, and it really is a crucial vote for the Republican Party and for the people of our country, to finally repeal and replace the disaster known as Obamacare. That's what it is, a disaster.
Meanwhile, conservatives are saying, no. And they say they have enough votes to totally rebuff this whole thing. However, you know, so President Trump flashed the thumbs up Tuesday on Capitol Hill, where he was there to talk to the House Republicans to pass the Obamacare replacement, pass an Obamacare replacement bill. But despite the optimism about a deal possibly coming together, conservative members are saying they're still voting no. And it looks like this chamber vote that's set for Thursday may not even, that might not happen and could just be completely derailed. You know, North Carolina Republican Mark Meadows, who is the leader of the conservative House Freedom Caucus, said, we have a difference of opinion. It's not a personal decision. Look, it's a policy decision. That's what it is. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So there was a 40-minute closed-door meeting, and Trump was trying to warn the Republicans. But I don't know. They might not get that requisite 218 votes to pass the legislation. In fact, if I were a betting person, I would say it's not looking really, really good. It seemed as though this 43-page manager's amendment would help pave the way for the Senate to make the bill's tax credits bigger for people 50 to 65 so they could afford the insurance. The bill supposedly sets aside $85 billion over 10 years for that purpose. It would also curb Medicaid growth and allow states to impose work requirements on some recipients. But it doesn't seem as though it's going to go. I mean, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton, who's a Trump supporter, said he can't support the House bill, even with the proposed changes. He's saying the same thing. So this is dicey, my friends. What say you? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Ron in Indiana. Hi, Ron. How are you? Hey, Ron, did we lose you? I think we have you. Do you have to put your headsets down? We got you. Somehow we lost Ron. All right, so if you want to flip in your 2 cents, that gives you an opening. 855-266-5283. Or you can send me an email like Drake did at americatonight.net. Click on contact. Drake says, Kate, this is ridiculous. I mean, what are they going to do about health care? Now I am worried. First, it seemed like we were going to get something better. Then it seemed like, okay, well, then they were going to fix it because there's still possibilities of making this better. And even though I'm not a huge stuff it with amendments person, some of what was being said seemed to sound pretty good. Now I'm just flat out confused and not happy about it. And I can't imagine that we continue to go down this path, that this is a good way to be. So what does that mean? Next, it means more time is what it means. And trying to find the right kind of agreement, I suppose, because I don't think in its current form we're going to see it happen. It's frustrating, isn't it? It is frustrating. I didn't even know. I know I say this, and you can't live in the past, but, oh, I never even thought about healthcare. I just knew mine was good. I had a good doctor. I didn't have any worries about that. I wasn't concerned. And I always say this, healthcare is so personal and it's fine until you need it. And then when you need it and you don't realize some of the nuances in your coverage, and now especially because you don't realize very much about your coverage, or at least a lot of us don't recognize what it is. So the idea of tweaking it, fixing it, making it better, whatever, not paying sky-high premiums for coverage that is wilted down in the first place. So it's not like I'm paying for the Porsche and at least I get to drive it. No, you're not even driving. You don't even get a test spin. You don't even get a test in it. And now it's even more confusing than it was before because we're not really quite sure. The debate is that the Republican healthcare bill now is missing too many elements of it. But I would assume, couldn't you burn the midnight oil, figure it out, and, I don't know, get it done? How about that? I realize it's complex. I realize that it's gone through all these machinations. I love that word, machinations. I mean, it's like we're all masochists for what's happening in Washington, D.C. I just know this. This is the bottom line. I see the hangdog looks on people when I have gone to the doctors because people don't know what they're getting and they're humiliated. Half the time their name's called out. You know, they have that little stupid sliding window and then they don't know that their card isn't good or that it's what happened because then they switched coverage or they used to work for this person and now they don't. I just see confusion. It really, and healthcare is personal. Like I watched and I have watched so many, I won't say so many, but I've watched a lot of people go through serious diseases, serious illness. And when you're in the middle of that, people want to support you and, you know, they're trying to help you. What can I do? Can I bring food to your family? Or if you're single, whatever, can I do something to help you? But the bottom line is the one thing people can't do is they can't navigate the gauntlet of what you have to go through when you get cancer or some other disease and have to navigate this healthcare system. Oh, it's hard enough. And it becomes that much more difficult. I wasn't even intending to jump up on this box tonight because it's always there and we always talk about it, but it's ridiculously out of control. It has to be fixed. It has to happen. It cannot get pushed down the lane into the summer, past the summer. I mean, that'd be disastrous. So I'd assume it's going to be all hands on deck, and they're going to try to figure out a way to make it work, to figure out what has to be, where's the common ground? What can they do with their own party, the Republicans, to put something out there that's going to be approved, frankly. And it's not, at this point, it's not looking good. It's not looking good. And it's scary when I read things like 1 in 4 workers have $1,000 saved in retirement. So, you know, here's the good news, I guess. You're not alone if you don't have much for retirement. Almost 1/4 of workers say they and their spouses combined have less than $1,000 saved for retirement. And this was a report done by the Employee Benefit Research Institute. Nearly half of everyone surveyed, half, said they had less than $25,000. Right? So $25,000, I don't know, seems like a lot. It's not. You know that from all the financial people that we soaked in and have had here on this show. So while we talk about healthcare and we look at the dollars and cents of that, in this little added bonus of it's your business, wow. I mean, you know, Oregon was even going to launch an auto IRA program this year, but that could get upheld if Congress rolls back the Obama-era rule that paved the way for the state-sponsored programs. So 60% of the people surveyed said they were confident they'll have enough money to live comfortably throughout retirement, despite it looking like a lack of preparedness. See, here's the thing. What's the one thing we don't know? We don't know when we're going to die. We don't know how healthy we're going to be. But I can tell you, you do the calculations and it's going to cost some money. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.